nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
It is Therapy Thursday. It's where we try and help you walk through some of the things that might be banging around in your brain. Now, we ain't therapists. That's why I use the word ain't. But we are therapy-like.
Right. There you go.
We give you a 60-second session, no copay, no nothing. Whatever the question is, we try and find you an answer. Rooted in fun, sometimes a sprinkle of stupidity. But there is some hard facts in there, too, because we try and make sure we take it seriously. We like this.
With a little extra stupid.
And we got shirts on today.
Yeah, because believe it or not, real therapists listen to this.
Because they laugh.
And they love
they
it.
They sit and drink, and right. They're like, listen to these fools with no kind of edumacation.
And my man, Reggie, he actually sent us these shirts. He has a group of therapists. It's called Step Supportive Therapy Empowering People.
That's right.
And oh, yep, it's right
on
here.
My sleeve.
And yeah. they hooked us up. What does yours say?
Mine says the same thing you just said.
No, on the front. On the front.
Mine says. Don't ask me hard questions. Mine says therapy works. Okay. That's what my shirt says. Therapy works.
Mine. Let me see. Move my boots.
We can see. We can see what your messaging is
therapy
on the front.
Therapy is my safe place.
Yes.
And mine says.
Yours says therapy helped me find me.
It did, Davi.
Davi, and I'm so glad you found yourself.
You're in touch with your emotions these days, I can tell.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, big shout out to Reg. Thank you, Reg, and all of the therapists who listen to us and laugh at our advice. All right, let's see. Who's going first?
Run it.
Okay, I can go first. Orlando, hey,
yes,
Freak
ma'am.
Show, I got a question for you. This is something that is touching my soul. So, my ex, I sent me to jail twice over some BS, calls all charges of always been dropped. Obviously, there's a couple of misspellings here.
Okay.
Had me move in with a father, then got herself kicked out. Was gone for about 2 years and then had a little trouble in the living situation. I felt I couldn't show my kids that or tell them or tell her or come back in the house because her father left it up to me. Now she is constantly trying to get back with me and I have no clue what to do.
Okay, somebody trying to get back with you who sent you to jail.
Yeah, twice it says.
Sent you to jail twice.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say what they did, though.
No.
Okay. Let's just say this for your session. I will say people can prove who they are to you as opposed to saying it. They can say they love you. But if you keep going to jail and keep getting sent away, then they might have other beliefs on who you are. Mm. So you might need to test that or to trust that. Now, if you did stuff that merits going to jail, which you didn't include in the messaging, that might be a reason right there. Like, I mean, I don't think the dysfunction that y'all have has to continue. So if y'all better apart, stay apart. It was a lot of errors in there where I couldn't really follow the whole story. But I'll just say, if somebody keeps sending you to jail, stop going around.
Mm-hmm.
And stop doing the stuff to get you put in it. Like, you know, that sticks out to me.
They obviously left that out probably.
Like
I
don't want to go to jail once. If I've been there twice, then something I'm doing is wrong. You know, I would say, look at that. Don't just look at how you're being treated. Look at the source, because usually what you're doing is a source for how you're being treated. So, you know, if things are proper. So I would say that.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
That's good. Solid advice.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. 60-second sessions. Davi, you ready?
Yes, I am.
It says, I need help. Me and my lady ain't been on a vacation, except for Vegas and D.C. With prices a lot better now, I'm thinking we should take advantage of this, and I'm trying to make it special. We got some ideas. Puerto Rico, Brazil. We ain't never been nowhere. What's a good first spot? Because I know you travel, Dr. Dot.
I would be very weary right now of leaving the country because a lot of countries aren't letting Americans in. A lot of countries' airports are closed. For example, my mother was just trying to go. We're from Costa Rica, and she was just trying to go to Costa Rica. Costa Rica is closed. Closed to Americans, closed to everybody. Mm-hmm. So I would say if you and your girl want to take a trip here in the U.S., take a road trip, or if you don't want to fly, or a flight, you know, they're really cheap right now. But I would say keep it domestic. Do something that you guys are going to feel safe in this time, but still, you know, where you can still really enjoy yourself. Maybe the great outdoors is a good option. But I would say keep the passport at home. Do something here in the U.S. I think it's just better right now that way.
You've got 17 seconds left, so let me just do an assist here. I do know that you have Puerto Rico. You have to quarantine yourself for like 14 days. You have to take a test right before you fly to have that to be able to get in. And that's kind of cumbersome for some people. And Brazil, with you saying that you have never traveled anywhere, don't go to Brazil. Because they tell you, like, there's travel advisories, like, bring a fake wallet.
Right.
You bring a fake cell phone. Because when they rob you, not if, when they rob you, you want to give them the fakes. Like, that ain't some place that new travelers need to be looking around like, ooh,
well, you just see
this.
The IGs.
That is pretty. No, don't go to Brazil.
And there's some states that are off limits right now. So you definitely do your research before you plan in this trip.
Yeah, you can't just pop up in New York. You have to be, quarantined for 14 days.
Maybe an in-state staycation or something like that is more beneficial.
He said vacation. They've been to Vegas. They've been to D.C. and Atlanta. You know, so they like, we've been around these parts. Because, I mean, if you black, that's pretty much the only place you're going.
D.C. and Atlanta.
You've been to D.C. and Atlanta. Like, well,
I have a question for Meredith that came in. It says, Meredith, my wife made a whole bunch of money in the stock market last year, close to 7 figures. And I just found out she didn't report any of it on her taxes. We're married. I'm freaking out. And she's very calm and doesn't think this is a too big a deal. What do I do?
Oh, it's a huge deal. And it may not catch up to you now, but it will in the future. And it's going to keep you up at night because they're going to want their money. That's what the IRS does. It's going to catch up to you at some point.
Is it going to catch up to him?
Well, they're married, so yeah, married. Both of them. Yeah, so I would go ahead, if not, find a lawyer, I guess a tax lawyer. I'm serious. You need to make sure that you have, because they're going to come after you. And then you may be audited this year and then the past 7 years because, you know, you decided not to file. Why would you do that, by the way? You're making almost 7 figures. You know that you owe people money. You owe the government money. So anyway, yeah, get your stuff together. Get your taxes together. And go ahead and start writing that big old check because you're going to have to open that checkbook.
I'm still wondering can I be subject to whatever they're going to do to her?
Yeah, you're
if
married.
It's her, if she did the trade.
In the stock market? Yeah.
She did the trade, though. They got her name on that ticket. Dobby got an addition for that last tax help
about
thing.
The taxes. This says the IRS can take your refund to satisfy your partner's debt and can even garnish your personal wages to pay it.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
There you go. So, but that's it. You said if y'all file together.
It depends. It's different state by state, but like it says here, if you file jointly, any tax refund that you receive may be intercepted to pay off your partner, your spouse's debt.
There you go.
You better go see the tax person.
I think y'all should keep it very separate. Why?
But most people don't do
why
that.
Why join up
together.
Everything? But that's what I'm saying. Like, you get married.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Y'all committed to each other. That's cool. Keep taxes separate. Like, you and Uncle Sam should be between you and Uncle Sam. Don't be.
Sometimes it's easier just to file together.
Yeah, but easy ain't always best. Well, it's also easier not to wear a condom, Meredith. But it's a lot better
somebody's
to go ahead and get that latex.
She's making 7 figures. She knew she was going to have to cut a check. She's just lazy.
Yeah, but she's shady. You have that dealing with help on throne.
Yeah.
You got to say, yeah. Mm-mm. All right, what we got?
We have somebody on the line right now, holding.
Let's see. Key is on the phone. Hey, Key, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. You got a question for Dr. Davi. He is in the office. What do you got?
Okay, my question is, I'm 22 years old, and I have a significant other that I guess stays very special. And I work a lot, and he just stopped working. I just want to know what goes through a man's head. Do they just say, let me just stop working and let my let my wife handle everything.
Ooh. Oh, man. One thing I can tell you about that, Key, is I cannot relate. I've been working since I was 15 years old. But a lot of guys do that out of convenience. They have a girl that is going to hold down the household, hold down the bills, and they rather just hang out. I know a lot of guys that are professional hanger-outers. So you definitely want to nip that in the butt, and you have to make it known to him in no uncertain terms that you are not attracted to laziness and somebody without goals and aspirations and lack of motivation. If he values you the same way that you value him, that should be a kick in his butt to, you know, put that battery in his back and make him be better for himself, be better for y'all, for the union.
Now, don't fight about it, Key. Now, here's the thing. Here's the powerful thing that you can do. Because passive aggression works in this situation. He just said it. You don't find lazy sexy. So when you ask him, so you just been sitting around here all day? And he's like, yeah. Just walk away quietly, like, okay. And just, I'm telling you, because his mind is going to be like, oh, what's she thinking? Like, no, every time, just walk away. Because it's weighing on your nerves. Lazy is horrible and is not sexy at all. But he's A, thinking that you're strong enough to handle it on your own, and B, thinking that you're weak enough to put up with it. So you just already got to just walk away and just let him wonder, leave him wondering.
He's going to feel like he got away with it.
And 22 is...
He ain't getting away with it, though, but you just got to walk away with it because you're young enough, but you're old enough to know better.
And it's a fork in the road. You don't want him to get, like, into just that habit of being lazy. Because right now, it's going to be easier to kick that than in a couple years when you're really just used to doing nothing.
Wow. Yeah. Just stack yourself. Just stack everything you got to get out. Because you ain't going to be long in this relationship.
Well, that's inevitable, I guess.
Right. Oh, it's coming. Y'all about to break up. I mean, look at the Magic 8-Ball all you want to. Y'all about to break up.
If he doesn't act right.
Don't buy him that new PlayStation.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you see any new controllers come in the house, break it. Okay? Break it up. All right.
I got one for Orlando.
What you got?
I have a terrible mother-in-law. Unfortunately, she's a drug addict. I refuse to let my kids around her because of that fact. She makes new Facebooks and messages me, cusses me out, and my husband tells me to just ignore what she says. She has threatened to call DCF on me because I occasionally smoke. I'm just wanting a little advice on how to talk to my husband about boundaries. No one in his family talks to her, and he's the only one, and says in the end it's his mother, and he will honor her and will continue a relationship.
Okay. You can honor your mom because that is your job, but your mom has lost some privileges because of her activities. And if the thing is you keeping your family safe and you keeping, you know, your household in order, then you're going to have to limit some of that. You owe your mom because your mom brought you this into this world, and you can try and help your mother. But in the process, the kids and trusting the kids with them and putting them at risk is something that's too much. Not to mention your spouse, who is your rib, who is should be on the same page with you, is getting this disrespectful tone from your mom, and that creates some problems. So your relationship with your mom is solid, but everybody else's is shaky. So you have to make sure that you don't cross over the two. If you feel you owe your mom, then do everything you can for your mom, but don't put kids at risk. Because you can't control your fam. You know, your fam is your fam, but everybody else, they pretty much voted you in. So your in-laws don't really want to deal with that. They don't want that smoke.
All right, I have one for Meredith. It says, Meredith, my kid just got his license, and I'm terrified. He's 17. He bought his own $1,500 car, and now he's on the road. He's a safe driver when I'm around, but I'm scared what happens when I'm not. I can barely sleep at night just the thought of him getting into a crash.
Yeah, he's going to be doing some dumb stuff when you're not there.
That's not helping.
Wait, just know that. He might get a ticket, he might do this, it might do that, but eventually you just got to let the bird fly out of the nest and see what happens. If you taught them correctly and you spent time with them in the car and, you know, you did your due diligence and everything you're supposed to do as a mother or as a father, then, you know, you got to let them learn their own lessons. I did dumb stuff. I had the best training possible, especially with my family and all that. And I definitely was speeding and got tickets and all that stuff. Now, once you see that ticket come home, because it will come into the mail and they're going to have to pay it, you know, then you can go ahead and reprimand them at that time. But just have faith that everything is fine and that they're safe. But know that they're probably going to have a little fun when you're not around.
All right.
It's just the honest truth. They're going to be dumb and do stupid stuff.
We got room for one more. Dr. Davi, you're up.
Dímelo.
It says, hey, I got a question, Dr. Davi. What does the man of the house mean? What does it mean anymore? I feel like the changes in the times have taken a lot of power away from daddy's position. It's making me a little heated. Am I wrong about this?
To each his own. I think the man of the house is different in every household. What the man of the house means to me is that you inherit the brunt of responsibilities in that house financially, keeping the lights on, the roof over everybody's head, keeping, you know, stomachs full and everything like that. If your significant other can help and you guys can do some kind of split, that's wonderful. But at least for me, being the man of the house means being able to do it on your own without anybody's help. And just making sure that everybody's safe in your household, in and outside of the house. That goes for making sure cars are solid, you know, for wives and for children. Make sure that insurances are paid. And just every step of protection that you can afford your family, you thought of. And you left no stone unturned. That's what I think being a man of the house means.
And you get the big piece of chicken.
Yeah, that's
don't forget
right.
that. Don't forget yeah, that.
Big piece of pork. Piece of
man of the house. Meredith, man of the house.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything that Davi just said.
Making sure all of the stuff is done.
And keeping us
safe.
So we're
just a financial
At least we feel
person.
Safe.
We just,
no, he said make
pointed,
feel
he
safe.
Out
no,
a lot of stuff. Like we just the dollars.
No, not just the dollars. Like, I make sure my girl's car is straight. Like, I'm not a mechanic, but I'll make sure that every light isn't on, your tires are inflated, because I know, as the man of the house, she's not going to do that. That's going to be something that she'll probably overlook.
Dude, I just did all that stuff myself. My
I'm
man
just
is
saying,
not
I'm
doing
like,
that.
There's a lot of people out there that know how to pull up on the like the tire.
He'll fill up a tire for me, but you know, if it's flat or something, that's about it.
I'll never forget that one conversation we had. I got mad at my girl. Remember when she left the garage up?
Yeah. Right.
And everybody said that was my fault. As the man of the house, you got to secure the Ford. I was like, I was in bed.
Like, I was asleep.
It's your fault. I'm like, okay, so this man of the house thing goes a little further than I thought.
I know my big thing is like my dad's thing was like, why are we lighting it up for the dark? Like when you leave the lights on and go to bed.
Oh.
Like that used to irk my dad. Like he'd be like, everybody's in the bed asleep and all these lights on. Like, what are y'all doing? It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. What are we doing?
For me, that's the fan on the porch. I'm like, why is this fan on
really?
Right now? It's outside.
Yeah, but it's like, but I go to bed and then so like everybody else go to bed because I go to bed early so I can get up for the show.
Right.
And I get up and all the lights on.
That's not cool.
And all the stuff. And I'm like, yo. So I mean, here's my passive aggressive.
Okay.
So I get mad. And I turn every light on in the house.
When you wake up?
When I wake up at 4 in the morning and the lights are on still, I turn on every light in the closet, in the oven.
Click.
I turn in the pantry, all the lights on, turn every light on in the laundry room. It wakes up like a concert. And I'll get a text like, really? And I'm like, no, listen, I thought we was lighting it up.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to join in.
It was a light
and
party.
So like, at least 2 times a year, I got to light up the whole house because somebody left the lights
on. That's
not
passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's just aggressive.
Move it, whatever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.